The following shiur has been presented by Rav David Englander, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Gemara in Erchin, Daf Yudam and Aleph, the Gemara lists the days that we are Goymer Halal, that we say the entire Halal. Shmeinei Me'achag, 8 days of Sukkot, Shmeinei Me'chanukah, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Atzeres. Uva Goyla, that's in Eretz Yisrael. Uva Goyla in the Chutz Laretz, where we keep 2 days of Yom Tov. Esrei Ve'echad, there are 21 days in the year that we say the entire Halal, Tisha Yimei Achag, 9 days of Sukkot, Shmeini Yimei Chanukah, Shnei Yom Tov Mishal Pesach, the 2 first days of Pesach, Shnei Yom Tov Mishal Atzeres. So we see that there's something peculiar about Pesach as regards to Halal, that other Yom Tovim, we say Halal every day. However, when it comes to the 7 days of Pesach, or the 8 days of Pesach in Chutz Laretz, so we only say the first day of Yom Tov, or the first 2 days of Yom Tov in Chutz Laretz, but we don't say the entire Halal, the rest of Pesach. So the Gemara explains that why is it that Pesach we only say on the first day? The Gemara says, Chag, Chalukim b'kabar nisayhem, d'chag chalukim b'kabar nisayhem, d'pesach in chalukim b'kabar nisayhem. And that means that the karbonis, the musafin of Sukkot, are different every day. The amount of parim that are brought as a karbon on Sukkot, and the karbon musaf, every day is a different amount of karbonis. So therefore, each day is like a chag b'fnei atzmai, Rashi says. It's like a new Yom Tov. So for that new Yom Tov, so we have to say halal for every day of Sukkot. It's ki'ilu, it's doime, ki'ilu, it's another day of Yom Tov. However, when it comes to the Pesach, all 7 days of Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash, the carbon musaf is the same carbon. So therefore, there's no new chag every day that should be mechayiv, that should warrant a new halal. And the Gemara continues, what about Shabbos? Is Chalukah b'Karbon Nisayhem? Shabbos is different than the other days of the week as far as its Karbonis, Lei Mahal, why don't we say Hal? And the Gemara answers, Shabbos lo yikri mayit. It's true that Shabbos has a special Karbon, but on the other hand, Shabbos is not referred to as mayit. And to have a Chiyuv Amiras Hal, it would only be on a day that's called a mayit. So the Gemara says, okay, so if the criteria for saying Hal is that it has to be called a mayid, so a shchaydish, they can mayid, lay mahal, when it's a shchaydish. So that's called mayid, why don't we say halal and shchaydish? Which means the braisa that the Gemara brought didn't list a shchaydish as one of the days that we say halal. Even though we do say halal, but that's explained that that's only a minig. It's not the ikar takon. So the Gemara asks, why isn't there a chiv, mamish, like other Yom Tovim, to say halal and shchaydish, because it's called a mayid? And the Gemara answers, Rish Chodesh lo yikdish ba'asiyas malacha. Rish Chodesh doesn't have a kedusha that it should be also with asiyas malacha. So, therefore, we don't say halal. So, what we see from this Gemara is that there seems to be two criteria that are necessary in order to have a chiv of saying the entire halal, which is why Yom Tovim get a chiv to say halal. And one, you know, the coupling of these two criteria is what's mechayev hal, that it's called a moyed, and that it's also basiyas malacha. And also, in order that it should be a chiv on every day, a new chiv hal, there has to be chalukah b'karbon Yisrael, has to have something, a special carbon as well. So that seems to be what our Gemara in Erech and Daf Yud Aleph explains this, the fact that the last days of Pesach, you know, it's from the first day or the second day and on, it's there's no chiv hal. Now, lemaisa, we do say hal the rest of Pesach, but that's only that's also a minig, and it's we don't say the entire hal. We're not goymer hal. Now, the place can bring another chiv, another tam of why we don't say hal the rest of Pesach, and it seems to contradict this Gemara, and we'll have to see how the Achreinim are miyashiv these two different Chazals, and hopefully we'll come out with a few nafkaminas ladina that come out from this. So the Beis Yosef brings it in Siman Tov Tzadi. He brings this time b'shem the Shibol Aleket, that brings b'shem the Medrash that l'fisha nitbu ha-mitzrim uksiv bin foil oyvecho al tismach. The pasuk says in Mishlei that when your enemy falls, you shouldn't rejoice. And since the last day of Pesach, Shvishal Pesach, was the day that the Mitzrayim drowned in the Yamsuf, so it's not a time to be Mesamech and to say Hal. So that's why we don't say Hal the last day of Pesach. Question is, so why don't we say Chol HaMoed? And on that, the Prisha brings from the Sefer Menhagim, Kleisner, that Yimei Chol HaMoed should not appear to be better, to be superior to the days, to the last day of Yom Tov. So if we're not going to say Hal on the last day of Yom Tov, and Chol HaMoed, we will say Hal, it will appear as if the Chol HaMoed is somewhat superior to the last day of Yom Tov, and that can't be. So therefore, we said we took away the Hal, the chiv of Amiris Gemiras of being Gomer Hal. We took that away from Chol HaMoed. So we're left only with the first day. Now the question is, if we have the Gemara in Erechin is saying the reason why we don't say Hal is because why we don't say Hal the rest of Pesach is because it's not Chalukah B'Kabbar Niseho. It doesn't have different. It doesn't have a new carbon every day. And here we find from the Medrash an entire different time. An entire different time, and it has to do with the fact that Mitzvah drowned in the Yam Suf, and befoil vechal tismach. And we find, just to extend it a little further, with what the Shabbat Lekha brings to Shem the Medrash, is Marsho and Sanhedrin, that brings the Gemara there in Sanhedrin, brings the dialogue between the Malachi Asharis and the Kodesh Baruch Hu at the time of Kriyas Yam Suf, that the Malachi Asharis wanted to say Shira. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "My seal the tovim bayom, v'atam erim shir lefonai. How could it be that my handiwork is drowning in the sea, and you're going to say shira?" So Rashi explains that shira and howl is really similar, and that's why we don't say hallel. That's why we don't say hallel on the last day of Pesach, because of this tain of the Malachi Asharis. That when they asked Hashem why we should say Shira, and Hashem said that no, since the Mitzrayim are drowning in the Yam Suf, it's not a time for Shira, so it's not a time for Hal. So the Marsho really asks the question already over there. The Marsho asks that why do we need these two times? We have already the other time that the Gemara says in Erechin, which is that Pesach is in Chalukin, the carbon is Seho, that it's the same carbon. There's no hischachus of a carbon. So there's a number of achrayim who say a mahalach to explain this, and they say that really we see in the Gemara in Erechin as well that the Gemara asks why is there halal on Chanukah? Chanukah is not a moed. Chanukah doesn't have any kabbonis. Why is there a chiv on halal on Chanukah to say halal? And the Gemara says halal of Chanukah is because it's a nes. It's the Nes of Chanukah. So we see from this Gemara that aside for the Mechayiv of Moyed and the fact that something's a Yom Tov and it's a Chag and it's Chalukim B'Kavan Yisayin, that is a criteria that to be Mechayiv Halal, there's another thing that's Mechayiv Halal which has nothing to do with Moyed and Chalukim B'Kavan Yisayin, and that is the Chiv because of Nes. So that means if we would find a time in the year that commemorates a Nes, even if that day is not a Moed, even if it's not Chalukah B'Kavan Yisrael, that would be a reason for itself to say Halal, even if we don't have the other reason. So therefore, say the Achrayim, when it comes the day of Shvi'ishal Pesach, we actually have two separate reasons why we should be saying Halal. The first reason is because it's a Yom Tov. That would be a potential reason why we should say Halal on Shvi'ishal Pesach, because it's a Yom Tov. The other potential reason is because Shvi Shel Pesach is the commemoration, it's the anniversary of the day of Kriyas Yamsuf, which is a great ness. It's definitely a much greater ness than the ness of Chanukah when we say Hallel for 8 days. So therefore, there would be a reason to say Hallel even without the time of Yom Tov, because it's a ness. So therefore, that's why we need these two timing. The Gemara in Erechin, when the Gemara asks why Pesach, we don't say Hallel the last days, the Gemara is discussing the Mechayiv of Moed, of Yom Tov. The Gemara is asking, Sukkos, which is not because of any ness. Sukkos, because it's a Yom Tov. Shavuos, because it's a Yom Tov. We have to say Hallel. So why the entire Yom Tov of Pesach? It's also a Yom Tov. It's also a regal. Why don't we say Hallel? On that, the Gemara says, because it's Ein Chalukim B'Kavanei Sehen. It doesn't have that hischachus of a new Yom Tov every day. And therefore, we don't say Hallel for the rest of Pesach. We only say once. However, besides for the Mechayiv to say Hallel mitzad the Yom Tov, there would be another reason to be saying Hallel, to be Mechayiv saying Hallel. And that is because the day of Shvi Shel Pesach is a time of a great ness of Kriyas Yamsuf. And on that, the Medrash, and that's what the Medrash is dealing with. And the Medrash is explaining the reason why we don't say Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach is not because, even though there would be a reason to say it because of a ness, the reason is because on that ness itself, Hashem said, Masi Yod Tov Mayom, Vatam Erim Shir Lefonai. Well, as the Medrash says, Bin Foyle Vechal Tismach, the Mitzim drowned, we can't say Hallel for such a ness. So now we can understand why we need these two timing. Now, according to this, we can understand, we can come to the next step, and that is, what is the practical nafkamina from this whole discussion? And there's possibly two nafkaminas, Ladina, possibly more, but Mitzvah will be discussing these two nafkaminas as far as this discussion of saying Hallel on the rest of Pesach. And that is, according to what we just learned, that there are two reasons for saying Hallel. One is the fact that something is a Yom Tov is a reason to say Hallel. And the other reason to say Hallel is because of Haidah on a Nes that happened. So what comes out is that when it comes Pesach, we really have to say Hallel twice. We really have to say Hallel once for the Yom Tov of Pesach, and we also have to say Hallel for the Nes. The Turi Evan Taka says that that's why we say Hallel twice on the first day of Pesach. The night of Pesach, he says, we say Hallel. That's because of the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim. By the day when we come to Shacharis, we say Hallel again. That's for the Yom Tov, for the Moed of Pesach. That's why we say Hallel by Shacharis on the first day of Pesach. So a big nafkamina would come out. What about Noshim? We know that Noshim are Pturis for Mitzvah Sesheshes Man Grama. So if we're discussing the Chiv Amir is Hallel, the Chiv Ligmar is a Hallel, that's because this day is a Yom Tov, that would not be a reason to be mechayiv noshim in Hallel, because noshim are not mechayiv mitzvah shel zman groma, they're not mechayiv in the Hallel of Yom Tov. However, when it comes to the chiv of Hallel because of a nes, in that we can be mechayiv noshim as well. And the raya is because what happens on Chanukah? On Chanukah, the halacha is that noshim are chayiv to say Hallel every day, even though it's mitzvah shel zman groma. But the reason is because Afhein Hoy Ba'isa Nes, since they were also part of the Nes of Chanukah, they also benefited from the Nes. So therefore, they're mechuyev to say Hallel just like the men. So what will come out is that when it comes to Pesach, the first night of Pesach, the Noshim will be mechuyev to say Hallel because that's a Hallel for the Hoydah and the Nes. But when it comes to the howl of the morning of Pesach, which is because of the Moed of Pesach, that is something that would only be a Chiv Mitzad Yomtiv, and that's called the Mitzvah Yishas Man Groma, and for that, Noshem Arpaturis. Now, another nafkemina that would come out from this discussion is as follows. It's brought B'Shem Reb Chaim Briske. He said, what about if a person did not say Hallel the first day of Pesach? For whatever reason, he forgot to say Hallel. Or for some other reason, he didn't say Hallel the first day of Pesach. Does he have a chiv to say Hallel the rest of Pesach? Now, of course, we say Hallel anyways the rest of Pesach. But that Hallel is not a complete Hallel. Because that Hallel that we say is not a chiv like the first day. It's only a minik. And the Sfardim don't make a bracha on that Hallel. Because it's only a minik. Our minik is we do make a bracha. But nevertheless, if we'll say that the chiv of saying Hallel on the first day of Pesach is really a chiv for the Yom Tov of Pesach, and therefore, the fact that it's Eino Chalukim B'Kavanei Seihen, the fact that we don't say the rest of Yom Tov, is only because it's Eino Chalukim B'Kavanei Seihen. There's no new carbon every day. That just means there's no reason to say a second time Hallel on Pesach. After you said the first time, after you said once. So now, you don't have a chiv to say another time, a second time, and a third time, because there's nothing new that's being mischadish in this Yom Tov. It's the same Yom Tov. And you said already Hallel the first day, so that's why there's no new chiv the rest of the days of Yom Tov. However, if someone missed Hallel the first day, and now he's holding the second day or the third day, so Reb Chaim says that he would have to say the entire Hallel some other day of Chol HaMoed or even the last day. Now, Reb Chaim does not bring, it's brought from Reb Chaim, but it doesn't say that Reb Chaim passing like that, la halacha, but it would seem that the question over here really is like this. When the Gemara says that there's no chiv to say howl, the rest, to be goymer howl, the rest of Pesach, because einam chalukim b'kavanei seihen, what does the Gemara mean by that? Does that mean that the rest of Yom Tov is the same Yom Tov as the first day? In other words, it's one long Yom Tov of 7 days. As opposed to Sukkot, that it's Ke'ilu, there's 7 or 8 separate Yom Tovim, that every day is a new Yom Tov. So when it comes Pesach, does it mean that only the first day is Yom Tov, but the other days don't have a Shem Moed, Legabe Kriyas Hal? Or does it mean that it's all one Yom Tov? And if it's all one big Yom Tov, and therefore there's no new Chiyav Hal, because we're still in the middle of that Yom Tov, and we already said Hal, so if a person missed Hal, then he would have to say Hal, he would have to say a Gantz Hal some other time during Pesach. And indeed, we find a Pesach, a current Pesach, a contemporary, his name is Rav Avigdor Nebenzahl. He has a Sefer B'Yitzchak Yikare. And he says, La Halacha, that someone who didn't say Hallel the first day of Pesach, he should say Hallel Shalem some other day in Pesach, some other day on Pesach, because it's not Dafka, the first day, that requires the Hallel. It's the Moed of Pesach that requires one Hallel. So there's no chiv to say more halals, but it is a chiv to say one. So of course we try to say it the first day because Zizim Akdimim, and why shouldn't we say it the first day? But if a person missed the first day, then of course Rav Remenzal Paskins, that you should taka say it any other day of Yom Tov. There's also, it's brought B'Shem Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, same type of Shaila. What would it be about a katan that became a gadol during Pesach? If someone became bar mitzvah in the middle of Pesach and Chol HaMoed, the last day, so now we could say, maybe, here's a shaila, maybe the katan now is mechuyev to say a halal shalem after his bar mitzvah. Why? Because the only reason why we don't say Halal Shalem every day is because Einam Chalukim B'Kavani Seyem, because there's no new Yom Tov being Mischadish every day of Pesach. So what is it? It's all one big Yom Tov. But there's one Chiv to say a Halal Shalem in the middle of that Yom Tov. So when it comes to a Katan, who was a Katan, it comes to someone who became Bar Mitzvah during Pesach. So the first day Pesach, even though he said Halal Shalem, but that Halal HaShalom that he said, that Gansa Halal that he said, was a Halal of a cotton. And the Halal of a cotton is not going to help him be Yotze, the Chiv which he gets later on when he becomes Bar Mitzvah. It's just like any time when a cotton does a mitzvah that he's Mechuyiv to do, but he does it when he's a cotton, so many times he'll be Mechuyiv to do it again when he becomes a Gadol. And Reb Shlomo Zalman seems to have a strong tzad like that. That since he wasn't a Bar Chiyuva at the time of when he said the Gan's Halal on the first day of Pesach, so maybe he should have a Chiyuv to say Halal after his Bar Mitzvah some other time during Pesach. He should say the Halal Hashalim. And again, the question really would be like this: what it would hinge on is really this question. When we say that the reason why Pesach doesn't have a new Mechayiv, the reason why the rest of the days of Pesach we don't say Halal HaShalim, because Einam Chalukim B'Korban Eisehen, the question is really, how do we define that? Do we say that that means to say that the entire Yom Tov of Pesach is one long Yom Tov? In which case, someone who didn't say Halal the first day, either because he forgot, or because he was not a Bar Chiyuva, so he wasn't able to say Halal the first day. But so when it comes the time when he can't say, when he can be Mekayim the Mitzvah, then he would have a Chiyuv to say it. Or do we say that since the other days on Achalukim B'Kavanei Seihen, so they don't have the same Chashivas of Moed, of Yom Tov, as the first day, and therefore, even if someone missed it the first day, he will not have a chiv the rest of Yom Tov. So this is a question, if it ever arises, it's a question to deal with that needs to be gepasken, in case it ever comes up.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.